Okay. Today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Dal, but based towards the bottom, about 6 lines of bottom, by Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara is not going to bring a chilek between, I'll use the words of Isser Mishkov Zachar, and the Isser of Revia Behema, between homosexual activity and bestiality activity. So Tana Rabbanan, learning a Braisa, by Mishkov Zachar, Lo Asu Bo Katon Kegadol. They did not make a katan and a gadol are not the same. The Gemara will explain what this means. But by behema asu ba katan like gadola. But by behema they made katana like a gadola. So the Gemara says, my lo asu ba katan like a gadol. What does it mean? They didn't make the katan like the gadol. So Amarav, Rav says, lo asu bias pachos mi ben teisha shanim ki ben teisha shanim. If the nirva, right? If the nirva is a katan, the rove is a gadol, the nirva is a katan, you only violate the iser if you are roveya a katan who's at least 9 years old. But if he's less than 9 years old, the one who's passive, if he's less than 9 years old, then you don't violate the iser. Okay, if a gadol is ba'an a katan who's ben teisha shanim, then you chayav misa. But a gadol is ba'an a katan who's less than 9 years, his pater. That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar lo asu bias pachas ben shalosh shanim ki ben shalosh shanim. Now lower the age down. If the nirva is more than 3 years old, then you're chayav misa. If he's less than 3 years old, you're not chayav misa. Okay? But by a behemah, it would make a difference. Whether it's a, I don't know what the, I mean, it would be a difference by a behemah. Is it godless and cottonless by a behemah? Maybe for certain things, 8 days, maybe, I don't know. But by behemah, it would make a difference. Whether it's a katana, whether it's a gadola, if you did a bestiality act, I don't know how you say that, a bestial act, on the behemah, then it doesn't matter how old that behemah is, you would still be chayav misa. So, but my commitment, what's the machlokus between whether it's 9 or 3 years old? So, Rav Savar called the Isa b'shochev Isa b'nishkov. They called the Lesa b'shochev Lesa b'nishkov. He says that let's say the katan was the active party, he's the roveya. So the katan's act only has significance if he's 9 years old. We say a katan at 9 years old, that's considered a maisabiyah. So by Yibum, you have problems. If a 9 year old does Yibum, so she's in his Rishus, but he can't divorce her at the time, whatever. So an act of cohabitation by a 9 year old is considered significant. So if his cohabitation is considered significant, so someone having being with him is considered significant. So that's why it's 9 years old, according to Rav, right? Called the Isa B'Shochev. If he is Shochev, meaning if you're the Nishkov, and the 9-year-old has bia with you, then you would be chayav misa because that's a maisa bia. So too isa b'nishkov. So if he's passive, it's the same age at 9. But we call the lesser b'shochev. But if you're not chayav misa, let's say you have a katan have bia with you, and he's less than 9, it's not considered maisa bia. So you, the passive party, you the nishkov, don't have the chayav misa. So too, if you have bia with him and he's less than 9, you're not chayav misa. But Shmuel says no. Why does he go to 3? Because he says the pasuk says v'ez zachar lo tishkov mishkevei isha ksiv. It says mishkevei isha. What does that mean? So you have to compare the mishka zachar to a mishka isha. And just like a woman, a girl who's less than 3, it's not considered bia. So if he's less than 3, it's not considered a nice mishka zachar. But if he's more than 3, just like by a girl, she's more than 3. We say the psalm don't grow back. If he's more than 3, then that's considered a maisa bia for her, and therefore be considered a maisa bia if you had mishkav zachar with a person with a kid more than 3 years old. Gemaras are very, 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 very difficult. I mean, I guess you have to talk about the extreme cases in order to extract the halacha. That seems to be what the Gemara is doing here. I mean, I don't know, was this prevalent? That seems to be more prevalent b'sman hazeh than it was b'sman the Gemara, you know, unfortunately. And the Gemara now brings a brisa to a siyua to Rav, who said that the age is 9, right? Tanya kavasei de Rav hazachor, which means mishka. That's the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah hazachor bein teisha shanim v'yom echad. The zachor has to be 9 years old and 1 day. So the fact that it says 9 years and 1 day, it's mashma that right that if you're ba ala katan who's less than that, you're not. It's not considered mishka zachor. Right, so Habal Hazachor ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, but Habal behema. But if someone cohabits with a behema, bein kedarka, bein shelo kedarka, whether it's kedarka or shelo kedarka,
or as well as an isha hamevia esar behema aleh bein kedarka bein shelo kedarka, or a woman who brings an animal onto her, whether it's via kedarka or via shelo kedarka. I don't think via kedarka lo kedarka means a natural way. It just means where the beis habia takes place, which part, from which parts of her body, right? Bein kedarka bein shelo kedarka chayav. In these cases, it's chayav. Nevertheless, you see. So when it comes to bestiality, it doesn't matter how old the animal is, doesn't matter if it's kedak or shlok kedak, or man or woman, you're chayiv. But the Sbrisa says, for Mishkav Zachar to be chayiv, it has to be bent teish shoshonim, and that's a siyut to Rav. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas amarayim by Revia Isha. We're learning this according to Rashi. This is going to be Rashi. There are other ways to learn the Gemara. Learn the Gemara according to Rashi. So Darish of Nachman bar Chizda, be Isha. A woman who's near Vesla Behema, she brings an animal onto her, right? So the Torah asserts Shnei Mishkavos. The Torah says, because it says Mishkave Isha by the Pasuk, I think by the woman, by that, right? Well, Mishkave Isha it says by Lotishkov, by Mishkav Zachar, right? It says Mishkave Isha. It says, Be'isha Shnei Mishkavos. Ah, because Mishkave Isha. The word a woman has two, because we use Mishkave Isha. So any time it is a Baisa Bia by a woman, doesn't matter whether it's Kedarka or Shalok Kedarka. It's Shnei Mishkavos. But by Behema, if a Zachor, if a male is Roveya, does a bestial act with an animal, then it's only Mishkav Echad. So it'd only be Chai Misa if you did the act, Mishkav Acha, which is Bia Kedarka. Right? I guess, according to Havmin here, is that if a man does bia shelo kedarka on an animal, he's not chayav misa. This is weird. So maskif lo, so the puppet asks, wait a second, adarabba, it should be the other way around. Isha the orchahi, a woman who it's regila that she should be nivaelis. Right? Not that it's kedark, it's normal for her to be nivaelis by an animal, but she's in the parsha of being nivaelis. Right? Isha the orchahi, so that amishkav nechayev, she should be chayev on the regular. It's hard to say this, but on the regular cohabitation with an animal, which is via kedarka, but amida am achrina, but on the other mishkav lo mechayev, she shouldn't get be chayeves because I guess she doesn't get hanar from that way. That's not considered a normal act of bia. Again, a normal act of bia in a normal situation. I was applying it to the mishkav zachar case, but behema the lav orchahi, but a male. Does not typically have relations with an animal, so therefore the chayv lava kol nekev and nekev. He should be chayv bein kedarka or bein shelo kedarka. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara now brings a proof. Tanya, we have a brisa that says as following. We're going to take out the lokit harvayu because the Maharshal takes that out because that would become there's different shitas over here, and that would be a clear kash on the shita Tosas, which we're not talking about how he read the Gemara. Tosas seems to be talking about the Gemara that Be'isha, we're both talking about a man having Bia. And so Be'isha, if you go back to the Gemara, Be'isha would mean a man having relations with a woman, so he's chayav on Shtei Mishkavos, and by Bein Kedarka, Bein Shelo Kedarka, doesn't make a difference whether the Ezer's Nus was Kedarka or Shelo Kedarka, but by Behema, it'd only be Mishkav Echad, it'd only be Kedarka. But if you had the Lokit Havayu in here, the Marshal says it'd be a Kasha on Tosas Shita. So it says, Hazachor, Mishkav Zachor, Bein Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad. It's 9 years. Again, Raya to Rav. 9 years old, Bein Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad. That's when you chayev. And as well, Haba'ala Behema, Bein Kedarka, Bein Shelo Kedarka. If a man cohabits with an animal, he's chayev Bein Kedarka, Bein Shelo Kedarka. Va'isha Hamiviyah Esa Behema Aleha, Bein Kedarka, Bein Shelo Kedarka chayev. In all these cases, you chayev. So you see from here that the Brisa says, the Brisa is Mechayev as the woman, even if she has via Shelo Kedarka with the Behema. And so too with the man, Bein Kedarka, Bein Shelo Kedarka. In all instances, right, in any Nekev, the act is brings with it a Chi of Misa. Okay. Next case. Amalei Rabina L'Rava. Rabina asks Rava. Right, so he basically asks the kasha on that shita that says that by a woman it would only be by a man it would only be chayav by one bee. He says number one it doesn't make sense for our wise. Number two I have a riot that you're wrong. So you're wrong. There is no teretz. The Gemara proves Rav Papa Shita that doesn't make a difference whether it's Ben Kedarka or Shalok Kedarka or Yechayev. The first brisa, Rav Nachman Baruch Chisda said that. No. The Gemara said that the Isha is Chayav Ben Kedarka Shalem. Rav Nachman said Isha Ben Kedarka Ben Shalom Kedarka is Chayav, a man only Kedarka. Rav Papa said that doesn't make sense. It may even be if that's what you're saying, it's Mistaver to be the other way around. So I don't hold like that. I'm saying that it should be Kedarka and Shalom Kedarka, both cases. And see, I've arrived from a Brisa that's Ben Kedarka Ben Shalom Kedarka. The question from Rav Papa is that the Svara would be the opposite, but that's not even the case. The Svara is wrong, but even if we want to follow your Svara, that there's a difference between Kedarka and Shalom Kedarka, it should be the opposite of what you say, but we have a Brisa that proves that it doesn't even make a difference whether it's Kedarka or Shalom Kedarka. Okay. Amalei Ravina Larava. If you have a homosexual act, but you do it in a way that it's not complete penetration, it's ma'ara. So it's machlok is what, it's a machlok in Yevamos, what ma'ara means. Shmuel says ha'ara means nishika se'ever, just touching, right? And Rav Dimi says that ha'ara is hachmasas ha'atara, it's minimal penetration, not complete. So ma'ara b'zachar mahu. What's the din if you do ma'ara, are you chayev for mishkav zachar? So the Gemara says, Arab zacher, you're talking about Arab zacher. It says mishkevei isha ksivba by homosexuality. It says mishkevei isha, right? And so it's a pashut that just like ha'ara by an isha erva is asura, so too the ma'ara by mishkev zacher would be chayav misa, right? How do we know that that's the case by a woman? Because in the Rashi in mishkevei isha, he says the chol ha'mechayav isha mechayav nami bei. How do you know it by a woman, though? I guess they're assuming that by a woman it doesn't make a difference. Ha'ara, the halacha is by ha'ara, it's clear, and by mishkav zachar, it would also be the same thing. So why would you have a shiloh? So Gemara says, Ela ha'me'ara b'behema mahu. If you had just do ha'ara by behema, what's the halacha? So amar lei, im eino inyon leha'ara dixiv agabe achos avi vachos imo de lo tzricha ta itkish la'ara dinida tneu in la'ara de behema. So we learn out from the pasuk by achos aviv and achos imo that ha'ara is usher, right? Because the pasuk says v'as achos imcha v'achos avicha lo kitigala ki es she'ero he'ara, I think is the pasuk. So ki es she'ero he'ara ha'bonam yiso. So ha'ara is already learned out in the pasuk by the achos aviv and the achos imo, but we don't need it there. Why? Because the achos aviv and the achos imo is already has a hekesh by nida. Rashi brings down that all arayos have a hekesh to the iser nida, and by the iser nida, which seems to say that nida is an erva, which is a machlokas Rabbeinu Tana and Rambam, but they all have a hekesh to the erva of nida, and by nida we already know from the pasuk that ha'ara is aser. So all arayas already, we know that the ha'ara is a problem. Why is ha'ara written again in this pasuk? If it's eno inyan for this pasuk, so that's neyo inyan to a different inyan. What do we need it for? We don't need it for homosexuality because that already has mishkav isha. So it's neyo inyan le ha'ara de mehema. That ha'ara is the same thing as gemar bia, and you'll be chayiv also if you just have ha'ara by mishkav behema. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but why do I need, it doesn't make sense, the Gemara says, to Tneu Inyan. I'm not exactly clear what the question of the Gemara is, so let's just read it. It says, Mikdei Behema Mechayv Mises Beisdin Hei. Mishka Behema, what's the Chiyuv? It's a Mises Beisdin, right? It's, I don't know, Skil, I forgot what it was. So, yeah, but it's a Mises Beisdin. So Lama Li Dixiv Laha Already Dei Gabe Chayav Krisos. So we're taking the Eno Inyan from where? From Achos Aviv and Achos Imo, which is what? What's the Chiyuv Misa? It's Krisos. It's a Mises Bidei Shemayin. She says, right, so Gabe Chayav Krisos, Lichtive Gabe Chayav Mises Beisdin, Viligamor Mechayav Mises Beisdin. Write the extra Ha'ara, you should write it by a similar Onesh case. Another case of Mises Beisdin. And then we can say Tanayu Inyan to our case. What? I don't understand that. Just put it in our Pasuk then. The Gemara is all concerned about learning it from one case to another case. If you're going to do it Eino Inyan, you should take the Eino Inyan from a case that has a similar punishment. Why does the Gemara just say? Why does the Gemara just say? Just put it in its own pasuk. So he says, the ligmor chayavim mises beis din, chayavim mises beis din. If you want to do anu inyan, you should try to make the anu inyan as similar as possible to the place where you're bringing it to. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't make a difference because the whole pasuk, the Gemara says that the whole pasuk of achos aviv and achos imo is extraneous, completely extra, because there's no halachas in the achos aviv and achos imo. There's no halachas in that pasuk that we don't learn from elsewhere. However, kuli kral ledrash hudase, that whole pasuk is ledrasha, ksivanayim milsad ledrasha. So they write they throw all the extra drashas into that pasuk. I guess they say the achos aviv and the achos imo, you already know it from all these other psukim. So everything that's written in this pasuk is there for a drasha. So therefore, it's left over for eno inyan. I'm not sure that necessarily answers the question. But I'm not even sure what the question is. So that's why. So they see that ha'ara by a ma'isa behema is as well considered a ma'isa, and that's usher as well. Okay. Next case. Ba'i minei rav achduvoy bar ami rav sheshes hama'are ba'atzmo maho. If someone does ha'ara to himself, okay, that's what the metzias is. But someone does ha'ara to himself. What's the halacha? Are you chayiv? What? What do you mean? Chayiv for mishkos zachar. You chayiv. You're both a shochev and an ishkav. You chayiv for both. Right?
Yeah.
These are the Gemara. These are the Gemara that drive people crazy. These types of questions. So Gemara has. So Amar Rav Sheshes says to him, Kavaston. Why do you ask me such a questions? I think that's what it means, right? Rashi Kavaston says, Sa'artani shesha'alti davar she'i'afshar. What are you asking me? What are you asking me? Something that's impossible. Why don't they throw this guy out of the base measure? Throw his shoe out for the 50. You know, 1 foot one in, 1 foot out. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Ashi, mighty Vaylach. What's the suffix? Bikoshi lo mishkachas. If the Eiver is hard, because it's impossible, because it can't bend that way. Tell me. He would know. The Eiver can't bend that way. Lo mishkachas lo. Ki mishkachas lo b'mishamesh mace. The Eiver is not bikoshi. The Eiver is mace. And somehow, you're able to get it to do the shika for Mishkav Zachar. Ki mishkachas lo b'mishamesh mace. Leman da Amar, according to the Leman da Amar, who says, Mishamish Mace Barais Potter. I was going to read and then we'll explain. Lamanda Amr Mishamish Mace Barais Potter Hacha Potter. Lamanda Amr Chayev. According to my Amr, says that if you're Mishamish with an Aver Mace, you're Chayev. So Hacha Mechayev Tarti. So here you're Chayev two Isurim. Mechayev a Shochev. You're the Shochev because you're Baal a Zachar. Or Mechayev an Ishkav because you brought a Zachar on you. So what's the case? What does it mean by whether you're Mishamish but Mace Barais Potter or not? So it happens to be a Machlokas. And there's a machlokas, it's a Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara over there is talking about a case of a person who's mishamish, he's having beer with his wife, and she's pierced her nida. So what are you supposed to do if she's pierced her nida? So the halacha is, you just dig your tziparna of yatul tziparna of karka, and you wait till the aver is no longer bikoshi, and then you withdraw. Because the withdrawal consists is also have hana. So, it's not there that it's saying that mishamish be'aver mace is mutter. It's just giving you an etzah to diminish the iser that's taking place. But the Gemara here is using it. The Gemara here is using it to say that if you're mishamish be'aver mace, you're putter. Okay, but I guess over there you're putter because you're ones. You have to do something in order to limit what you hear my question. You have to do something to limit what's going on. It doesn't mean that if you're mishamish and ishes ish with an aver mace, you're putter. Still iser. Right. It's only in that case. Is they give you an answer. The best way to do it is to wait till the aver dies. The aver gets soft. I don't know. But so we're saying here. But according to my Amr, who says in that case, I guess according to my Amr says that the aver chai is chayiv, then you'll be chayiv twice in this situation. One for shochev, one for nishkov. Okay. Next. Now we go on to discussing Maisa's nus with the behema. Okay, so boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Okay, the Gemara is now going to bring. We had said in our Mishnah that if a Jew has a Maisa's Nus with the behema is also put to death. Right? So we have to look definition of two words. The definition is takala and kolon. Takala means that takala happens. Bad thing happened with the animal. Something happened with this animal. You're looking for old. Kolon means the embarrassment that took place due to this animal. Hakala means that, and the Beir took place with this. And Kala means is that now people can look at this animal and say, oh, this is the animal that had this with so-and-so. So, the question now is, what about if a Goy, and these bother me, if a Goy has, essentially the Gemara seems to be that it was more prevalent for Goyim to have a Mises Nus with an animal. I don't know, maybe in the peasant field somewhere. I don't know. So, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Over kachabim abala behema mahu. If a guy has, and a guy is, it's us for him to have a riot. It's one of the shivim nusas bnei noach. I saw an article online that one of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael wants all the workers who come to Israel now to be mekabel upon themselves to serve a mitzvah bnei noach. Interesting. So, what? Yeah, tomorrow's off. So the answer was, before you want all the guys to be mekabel, so Mitzvah Bnei Noach, let's try to get all the Jews to be mekabel Tarig Mitzvahs. But, so he says, and let's to get all the from Jews to be mekabel Tarig Mitzvahs. So, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes, Obechachav Mabal Behemah Mahu. If a guy has relations with a Behemah, what's the din? Does the Behemah get killed also? Right? What's the suffix? Takala v'kolon v'inon. Do we need takala and kolon? And the hacha by Obechachavim, Takala Ika. There's only Takala, because here is the behemoth that did a mice, there was an aveira. The Takala was done with this animal. But Gemara says, Kolam Leka. There's no real embarrassment, I guess, because Rashi used to say that Darkon Bekach. Right? Kolam Leka. He says that was the Derech, Darkon Bekach. And therefore, it's not such an embarrassment, because that's what they would do. And therefore, you wouldn't have to kill the behemoth. Odilma, or maybe a behemoth gets skila takala apish in kolam. Maybe takala, one thing is enough. Just takala is sufficient in order to give the behemoth misa. So the Gemara is going to try to prove this. The Gemara never not going to try to answer the question. They're trying to bring for a Mishnah. Our Mishnah ends up not being a proof. So Amar of Sheshes, Tanisua. We already learned this from a brisa. The brisa we're talking about now is talking about the trees that were worshipped for Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, V'ashereihem tisrufum ba'ish, right? That the ilanos of the Asherah have to be destroyed. So ma ilanos, what, just trees, she'ein ochlin, ve'ein shosin, ve'ein merichin, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't smell, right? Shades of halal. Aflehem le'erichin, you name it, right? Ein ochlin, ein shosin, ein merichin, amar Torah, hashchet srof v'chalei. The Torah says, destroy, burn, and uproot. Ho'il uvala adam, so too, because they were used, the takala was caused by them. The guy worshipped them. So hamasa es chaver midarki chayim lachem misach achas kam v'kam. The Brisa says, so the person who convinces somebody else to do avodah zarah, he should also be chayim misach. The point being here is, you see that it's just takala itself. It says just takala al yodam, we destroy the tree. So takala is itself sufficient to destroy, for destruction. So too takala by the animal should be sufficient, and by a guy, even though there's no kolon and there is takala, you should have skila by the animal as well. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ela me'ata, according to this, right? Ove kochavim hamishtachel v'hemto titzar umiktula. A guy, according to Rav Sheshes, who's now saying that takala alone is sufficient to get the animal killed. So a guy who bows down to his animal, it should be aser bahana, like any din of avodah zarah, and it also should be killed. We should kill the behema because it caused the takala, right? But we know that's not the case, because the halacha is that it's not killed. An animal that's worshipped for avodah zarah, the halacha is that it's only aser legavoa. It's not aser lehedja. So umi ikamida, so the question, that can't be the reason why by a guy it doesn't work that way. Umi ikamida, the yisrael aser lebichav maser. It can't be a case where if a Jew worships the animal for avodah zarah, it's not aser, but if a guy worships the other vote, the animal, it is aser. You can't have it more chumrah by the guy you worship the avodah zarah. So more than S, well then wait a second. Yisrael gufei litzar midah haravia. Let the behema of the Jew also be aser b'hana and be killed because it caused a takala and a kolon. This is the animal that worships the avodah zarah, and it's a kolon now because in back he worships the avodah zarah with this animal. Mid the habrivia, the same way that we have by a near, if you're near a behemoth, you're a behemoth to put to death. So the Gemara says, I'll read the Amar Abaye, ze kolona meruba, ze kolona muat. When a Yisrael is roveya a behemoth, the cologne, I don't know how this translates cologne. I've been translating embarrassment, but I don't think it's a proper translation. The degradation Kolono meruba, it's great, much greater. But the ze, when a Yisrael either worships an animal, or when a goy is nirva to it from an animal, kolono muat, the degradation is less. It's bichirish by Avida. He's making a distinction between kolono meruba and kolono muat. So you, according to this, I guess you would need, according to this, you need takala and kolon in order to, for misa, but you don't, it's not, stam kolon is not enough, you need kolon and meruba for the chayav misa. But by the goy, it's only kolon and muat, and therefore it's not put to death. Okay. So the Gemara then says, ay, v'harei ilonos, the ain kolon and meruba, but by ilonos should be similar to, if you have worse of the behemoth, it's only kolono, it's kolono muat. Nevertheless, for amr Torah hashchet srofe kalei. So Gemara says, "V'alichayin karminan dechas rachmani alaya." We only make this distinction between kolono meruba and kolono muat by balichayim, by live animals. Dechas rachmani alayu, because rachmana, you see in other situations, the Torah makes it more difficult to kill an animal. Meaning, because in all these cases, that if let's say a behemoth kills somebody, you have to go to ma'aser beis, you have to have edim and beis din at 23. So therefore, the Gemara, the Torah is obviously more chas on a live animal, and therefore you would need kolono and meruba. But by the nachri, kolono muat might would be enough. See, but again, according to Abai, the question was whether you can have the takala without kolon. According to Abai, you always need kolon. It's the question is whether you need kolono meruba, kolono muat to dechayv your misa. Okay, Rava says no. Rava says that the halacha is like Rav Sheshes, which means what? That Just like by an elon, even though there's no cologne, it's just takala, you're destroyed. So too by the behema, just takala, right? Rava Amar, that really an obi kachavim that was revei of the behema is killed because it's enough to have one reason. So how come when you bow down to the animal, it's not destroyed, right? There's no same thing. There's takala, but there's no cologne. So Amar Torah behema netnis me aveira tehareg, that only if the behema that gets hana from the maisa gets killed. But if you just bow down to the animal, there's no hana to the animal. But what hana does the tree get if you bow down to the tree? She goes, no, that p'tur about hana is only applies to balechayim kamrin on the chasach mani alayu. That only applies to balechayim because as we see in other places, in other instances where the Torah is more making with the balechayim. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So Tashma, Devar Acher, right, the Mishnah had said, right, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Habal Lazachar Lebehema, yeah, the Behema is Beskila, and Devar Acher, it's both, the cologne and the Takala. Right, so cologne and Takala is mentioned in the Sefer, but it's not mentioned in the Resha. So the Gemara picks up on that. So Tashma Davar Acher Shloti Behemo Veres Meshuka Yomer Zohisha Niska Klon Al Yada. So my lab, if the Seif is talking about a case where there's a clone and a takala, my lab be the Seif with takala the cologne, Reisha takala below cologne. So the Reisha must be talking about a case where there was a takala, right? But there was no degradation; it was just a takala. So what's that case? The Hechi Dami, a case where there's takala, not cologne. What's the case? That case is Obe Kachavim Abala Behema, and Obe Kachavim if the guy comes onto a Behema, and we say there also there's Sila. So you see from there that even that takala with al kolon would be sufficient to kill the behema. The Gemara says no. There's no raya from our Mishnah. Lo seifa takala v'kalon. The seifa is talking about takala v'kalon. But Reisha hakamash malon. The Reisha has come to teach us that filu kalon below takala. Even if it was just degradation without takala, right? That would also be mechayev skila, the opposite of what we're trying to prove, right? The hechidami. What would be the case? Yisrael haba behema b'shogeg. If a Yisrael came onto a behema b'shogeg, I guess he didn't know it was usher. I guess he didn't know it was usher. That's the case of shogeg. He didn't know it was usher. So in that case, there is takala because he did a ma'aser aveira with this. But there's no kalon. There's no degradation because it was a ma'aser done b'shogeg. I guess, but done b'shogeg, there's no degradation because he didn't do it purposely, right? So in that case, you chayav skila. But there's no raya. Since you can read the Mishnah the other way, what? We're trying to prove the reverse. We're trying to prove takala below kalon. We're trying to prove takala. We're trying to prove. But here there's a case of cologne. Sorry, there's degradation, but no takala. There's degradation because he did a mice business with this animal, but there's no takala because there was no avera, because it was done by shogeg. So you try to prove one way, but you can read the Mishnah another way. So there's no raya to our Mishnah. So there's no raya from our Mishnah to the suffix of Rav Sheshes. Ukidaboy Rav Hamnuna. And there was a suffix, Rav Hamnuna had the same suffix. His suffix was, the boy Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael Habal Behema Beshogig Mahu. What's the din of Yisrael who comes onto a Behema Beshogig? Do you kill the Behema? Right? And the study of the suffix are, Takala the Kalon by Inon. Do we need both Takala and Kalon? Right? Bahacha Kalon Ika. And here we have Kalon. There was degradation, but Takala Lekka, because the mice was done Beshogig. Odilma Kalon Apapisha ain't Takala. Or if this Kalon, degradation is enough to kill the Behema. So that was his suffix. Now we're going to try to prove his suffix as well. We're not going to get an answer. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Tashma. He had to bring a raya from a different Mishnah that by you can kill the Behema if there's Kalon by itself. Because we have a Mishnah in Nida. Bas Shalosh Shana V'Yom Echad. A girl, a Ketana, who's 3 years and one day. Okay? So Mikadeshas Bebiya. If the father gives her over to Shein Kedushin and there's a Maisa Bia, that's sufficient. Because we said it earlier in this year, a 3-year-old girl in one day is considered a Maisa Bia. So she is Mikadesh Bia. V'im Baalei Yavam Kana. And if a Yavam comes onto her, he's Kona her, because it's a Maisa Bia. Chayav Malei Mishum Eishish Ish. If someone else has Bia with her, he's Chayav Mishum Eishish Ish. Umitama Ezbola Latama Mishkov Tachton Ke'elyon. If the Katana was a Nida, and someone had Bia with her, and now right? So therefore the Boel is Tomei. So you have Tomei with the Tumah of Anida. The Tumah of Anida is a very powerful Tumah. It can be Mitamin Mishkov Tachton Ke'elyon. It has the Tumah's Mishkov. Which means if you sit on the top of mattress, you have Tomei goes all the way down to the bottom mattress, like a Zav. So it's a real Bia. Nisis L'Kohen, if this Katana, a 3-year-old Katana is married to a Kohen, Ochalas B'Truma, she eats Truma. If a guy or an Eber or a Cholol or a Nosin or a Mamzer has beer with her, she now can't marry a Kohen because she had beer with a Psul. And if one of the other Arayos has beer with her, Mumsin al Yada, Vihi Petura, they get killed because they did a Maisa's Nus, but she's Petura because she's a Katana. She's not liable for punishments. So the Gemara then says, so the Gemara now makes a Diuk. Echad mikol arayos, any of the arayos, but afilu behema. Behema is also an arayos, so even a behema. V'ha'acha, and here the kalon ika, there is kalon, right? They all get killed. Behema will get killed. There is kalon, there is degradation, but the kaloneka because she's the katana, not a bas onshin. She's a katana. So the Gemara said the katana moves to al yada. You see that you get killed the behema. So you see that kalon itself is enough to kill the behema. So the Gemara says, no, this is an interesting line here. Kevan de mezidahi takala nami ika rachmanahu dechas Allah didachas avahem lochas. She's a katana. But nevertheless, she did the maisa of the mezid. So there's a takala. There's a takala. But it's the rachmanahu dechas Allah. It's not that when a katana or katana does a maisa aveira, there's no maisa aveira. There is a maisa aveira. Just Rachmana is chasaleh because they're so young, and therefore they don't get chayav onshin. Very interesting lashon of the Gemara that it's still considered a ma'isa avera. That's why they say that I brought down the back. I think it's a Ramah that says that if a katan does nezek, right, so they're putter, but they're still a ma'isa avera. So when they get older, they should pay to wipe out the ma'isa avera. They still tshuva. They say, they bring down also. Why do you say kaddish for a katan that dies? Katan Kaddish is supposed to bring up the neshama from where's the katan? He didn't do any averus. He did do averus. He's to get punished for them. But maybe in the olam ha'emes, when he gets to a certain age, so you have to bring him up also. So therefore there is takali here as well. So Amar Rava. Rava tries to bring another raya. Tashma. There's a mishnah next that happened Nida Memhei. It talks about now the maisa's nus of a man, of a boy. So be the exact same proof. He's kona, he's yavama. The ainu noten get al chayagli. He can't divorce her until he becomes a katan. Umetamek kanida. If he's born a nida, he's a metamek kanida. Letamek mishka tachto geelyon to get 2 months mishka. And posel, if he's one of the psulim, he passels a woman if she's a bas kohen that she can't. Posel the ainu machil. And if he was a kohen and he had tried to be married a bas yisrael or a bas levi with his bia, he's ainu machil. He can't give her truma because he doesn't have a kinyan. He says, I'm a king in the tomb, he can't give her. But, and he's also posel, esa behem yagavim is beach. his Maisa's Nus is considered Maisa's Nus, and therefore we pass a behema to be brought as a korban, and the Niskelis al Yodo, and the behema is Niskelis al Yodo. The im ba al achas mikol arayos amur b'torah mumsin al yodo. And if he has, with any of the arayos, they're also mumsin al yodo. But ha'acha kolon ika, so to here there's a kolon, because it's degradation, but the kololeka, because it's a katan, is not for our own shin, the katan is kalas al yodo, nevertheless the behema is stoned because of his act. The Gemara says, the same answer, kevan de mezid hu, since he did the act of mezid, the kolon ama ika, it's because he did the chait, it's just he's not punished because Rachmana hu dechas aleya. A lady dechas Rachmana, but behema lo chas Rachmana. Rachmana had the Torah had Rachmanas on him because he's a katan, but not Rachmanas on the animal. So there still is takala. We have no case, we haven't proved the case where there's kolon without takala. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to bring it from our Mishnah. We're trying to bring the same raya that we brought before from our Mishnah, just in reverse. And the Gemara is going to reject it the same way, just in reverse. So Tashma, bless you. Dabar Acher. The Sefer Mishnah talks about a case where there's Takala and Kalon. So Mashma, Maila, me the Sefer, Takala to Kalon, Resha, Kalon below Takala. The Resha will be a case where there's degradation, but no Takala. And what would that be, that case? That would be Yisrael, Habal, Behem, Meshogig. That would be the Suffolk that we have. A Yisrael, that's Baal, Behem, Meshogig, where there is Kalon, but there's no Takala. The Gemara says, no, because you can learn the Mishnah the other way around. The same way we rejected the Mishnah before is how we're going to learn the Mishnah now. It's low. Sefer Takala Kalon. The same is talking about a case where there's Takala and Kalon. But Resha is Takala below Kalon. The Resha is a case where there is Takala, but there's no degradation. What case is that? Vehechidami, Ove Kachav Ma'ba'al Behema. It's Ove Kachav Ma'ba'al Behema, Uke Debo Mine, Me Rav Sheshes. And that was the same subject that we had before about Rav Sheshes. The way Rav Sheshes wants to learn the Mishnah becomes a pircha to the Raya to Rav Hamnuna, and the way Rav Hamnuna wanted to learns the Mishnah is a kasha to have for Rav Sheshes, and therefore from our Mishnah you can't bring a raya one way or the other as to whether or not kolon without takala or takala without kolon is sufficient to have to have the behema killed. Well, according to Rava, he held like Rav Sheshes, right? Because Rava had said. That the law is like Rav Sheshes, that an Obi Kachavim who is Rova Behema, the Behema is killed, because he says, Amra Tor Behema Nenis Me'aveir Taharek. Then we say, what about the Ilanos? And he said that was a difference because Chasa Behema. Right? Sorry, Rav said it's not killed. Because only by, one second. Right, the Behema is killed because it's one reason is sufficient. And the reason why you worshipped it, it's not killed, is because the behemoth didn't get any hana. But if you worshipped a tree, you didn't get hana either. You were answered because the Torah is because by balechayim karminon that getting hana is sufficient of a patur. But if the behemoth does get hana, if there's revia on the behemoth, right, according to Rava, he's going to hold like Rav Sheshes. But there's no proof from our Mishnah, and we didn't answer Rav Hamnuna's suffix at all. No one came to answer from Luna Suffolk. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.